So, the Growers' Cup Ethiopian Limu has cooled down to about 55°C, just right for me, and I'm putting my nose and my lips to it. In the nose already, it's very fruity, it's lovely, it's a filter coffee, and already it looks, you know, a bit cloudy, like filter coffee really should be. The color is beautiful. The taste, now, what is it gonna taste like? Wow, it's surprisingly good. Now, why do I say surprisingly? Because would you expect to have a delicious coffee brewed in a paper bag? I don't know. Well, Ulrich did let me try some on the stand this very year. And again, I can't remember which coffee it was, but it also surprised me. In fact, it was a bit too hot and I scalded my tongue a little bit, so I didn't go in for a second sip. And I was just hoping that here I would prepare it the same way he prepares, so that I'm doing him justice. And what is so fascinating about him, he is so passionate about coffee that he told me that he actually has his own roaster. So he sources amazing coffees, because all of them that I'm holding here in my hand, and they're flat bags with a lot of literature on the back. And again, we've got some from Mexico, we've got Costa Rica. I mean, we got loads of different origins of coffee, and all the literature is on the back. And you could see that they're organic, they're fair traded. I mean, he does everything that any specialty artisan roaster would do. And he also told me that the lady who is his very own roaster, and he's in Denmark, and he's got this, I can just imagine him living on a huge farm. He's an inventor. He's probably invented loads of amazing things. I only know about his coffee invention. So I imagine him having this roaster somewhere. And he actually did also tell me that he needs to invest in a bigger roaster. So I can't remember how many kilos his roaster roasts. But it's still, you know, speciality. And it is a very innovative, amazing idea. And I would never, without trying it, just think that this method would actually work. And, you know, the coffee is ground at source there in Denmark and immediately bagged in these bags that are sealed very, very well. And I've just grabbed another bag of Growers' Cup coffee. And again, it's an Ethiopian. And it's one that he gave me last year. And although he's got a 2-year life shelf on it, which, yeah, you know, it's trial and error. I mean, you'll have to see. I ripped it open. When I say ripped it open, I gently just parted the two sides at the top, and it was very, very well sealed. And putting my nose to this Ethiopian Sidamo Grade 4, it's been actually packed on the 15th of the 11th, 2011. So that's quite amazing. And it smells absolutely delicious. Now, the grind itself is similar to a cafetiere or just a filter coffee, so it's kind of medium coarse. And that filter system inside, with perforated little holes in a plastic way, so the plastic is actually sealed to the paper bag, kind of looks really like absolutely doing the job. And well, I'm just amazed. And the other amazing thing, obviously, it's for people for anywhere, on the go. So if you're camping, if you're doing extraordinary excursions and you don't have much room, but you're just a coffee addict, then you put that in your bag and somehow, somewhere, you can have some water that you'll heat up to an ideal kind of 90-92°C temperature. Or, as I said earlier on, in the office environment. But I'm amazed how this guy, Ulrich, really goes the whole mile to source amazing coffees, and to roast himself and to have an operation like this is pretty awesome. Now, one thing is for sure is that when you're actually using that little opening to pour the coffee, it's a bit messy. But there again, he's done another innovation, and he's planned another launch for 2013, where there's going to be a little pipe introduced into where you are supposed to pour the coffee from, and that makes it look much neater, and obviously it's going to be a bit easier to use. But he's also venturing into teas. Now, isn't that fascinating? Chinese teas as well is on his program. So, I mean, I really take my hat off to Ulrich. He's, first of all, a gentleman, a lovely guy, a charming man, an innovator, and a coffee lover. So you can't fault him.